You're listening to SBS News.
After 5 days of evidence from House managers, former US President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial in a year came to a close. The material included graphic video footage of the violent attack and how the danger could have been so much worse, as well as rebuttals from Senate Republicans. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy marked the end of proceedings with a final vote.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty, the Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment.
The tally, 57 to 43, fell short of a two-thirds majority, or 67 votes, required to convict the former president of inciting the riot. If he had been convicted, the Senate could have voted to bar him from running for office ever again. Mr. Trump welcomed the verdict, calling the trial another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. His lawyer, Michael van der Veen, says the act of incitement never happened and that rioters acted alone.
This impeachment has been a complete charade from beginning to end. The entire spectacle has been nothing but the unhinged pursuit of a long-standing political vendetta against Mr. Trump by the opposition party.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted to acquit Mr. Trump, saying he believes it is unconstitutional to convict him of misconduct now that he has left office and become a private citizen. But the former Trump ally says, as far as he is concerned, he still blames the ex-president for the riot.
There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president.
Seven Republican senators voted in favor of the impeachment. Richard Burr, Ben Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, and Pat Toomey. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denounced the Senate Republicans who voted to acquit Mr. Trump.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no options because they were afraid to defend their job, respect the institution in which they served. Imagine that it would be vandalized in so many bad ways that I won't even go into here, and that they would not respect their institution.
The final vote followed demands for more evidence by House prosecutors hours earlier, which could have changed the course of the trial. They demanded to hear from witnesses who could reveal what Mr. Trump was doing as the assault on the Capitol occurred. The legal teams decided there would be no further evidence after admitting written evidence by one Republican congresswoman who presented a conversation indicating the former president supported the rioters. In a statement, Mr. Trump says he looks forward to continuing our incredible journey together to achieve American greatness for all of our people. He is still eligible to run for president again in 2024 if he takes that option. He is the only US president to ever be impeached twice while in office and may face civil or criminal proceedings in the future for his actions on January 6. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says the day will not be forgotten.
My fellow Americans, remember that day, January 6th, forever. The final terrible legacy of the 45th President of the United States, and undoubtedly our worst. Let it live on in infamy, a stain on Donald John Trump that can never, never be washed away.
U.S. President Joe Biden called on Americans to defend democracy. In a statement, he says the charges against Mr. Trump are not in dispute, and the verdict shows democracy is fragile. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.